and nothing but the truth. In an article in the Philadelphia Tribune, page 9A, 1-10-20, entitled Tyler Perry Hides from Conviction Integrity Program, the reporters Pamela Kirkland and Michelle Copper writes that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was unjustly incarcerated more than 29 times during his lifetime, and not once did any district attorney or any prosecutor make one step forward to assist Dr. King or to exonerate him. Prosecutorial neglect happens a great deal of times. Take, for instance, the ex-Central Park Five. There was gross prosecutorial misconduct. However, the prosecutor, Linda Prierstein, who has faced sharp public criticism for her role in the Central Park Five rape case, she received $1,002 Senator Amy Coxter presidential campaign. However, the contribution was returned after it drew fresh scrutiny after the release of Netflix limited series When They See Us. The miniseries dissected the story of the wrongfully conviction of five black and Latino teenagers who had been accused of raping and beating a white female jogger in Central Park in 1989. The men were then exonerated in 2002. Source, the Philadelphia Tribune, 1720, page 11A. Ms. Prierstein, like a number of prosecutors in America, has never apologized or supported a victim's compensation fund for their prosecutorial gross neglect. That prompt life, death, and astronomical prison system, although there's a credence that the DAs have been in partnership with a segment of corrupt law enforcers. To keep prisons overcrowded because prisons are big business. And the longer the prison sentence, it is a businessman's dream because a stationary clientele is big business and the rich get richer. There are no rich people in prison, only poor people. Therefore, when any prisoner is able to obtain their freedom, he or she should do everything possible to open a business or get a job. And when one finds themselves in prison, they should take up everything possible to enhance their leverage. And it's never, ever returned to prison. There, and once one is able to undergo the psychological slavery of misconceptions and transcend this abnormal behavior and achieve one's purpose in life, in spite of difficulties, we can become a productive asset in the endeavor to eradicate the ills in our society. My name is Omar Skiali, a.k.a. Sis Trump. Thank you very much.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.